The Secret Garden is opening this Wednesday, August 3rd at the Lake Superior Theater and runs until Sunday, and then the following week, Wednesday through Sunday. And The Secret Garden tells the story of Mary Lennox, a young girl orphaned in India by the cholera and then sent to live with her uncle in a gigantic house in England.
It sounds like kind of an interesting opportunity as a director to maybe create some great atmosphere and scenes. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, yeah. It's been incredible. Well, I've had the opportunity to work with just incredible actors. I have a lot of Marquette Theater stars, including Bobby Glenn Brown, and Gary Morse is in the show as well, and Isabel Francis, and a lot of returners, people who graduated from Marquette and then came back after college. We have Susan Boyle and Jeremy Burr and Roscoe Sheeler and Jacob Bender, who are all helping out with the show as well. And
It leads me to the question, how big is the cast and how big of a crew are you sort of in charge of as director?
Well, the cast is 21 people. And then we actually have a crew of AmeriCorps volunteers.
Oh, okay.
So we have 8 volunteer crew members who are looking for their volunteer hours.
I'm just curious, from this is a production now at Lake Superior Theater, and you mentioned all the Marquette folks, probably some folks, like you said, that have done productions at it before, others that haven't, but this is probably really quite a community-driven show.
Oh, yeah. I've had help from every angle possible, and there have been so many people who have helped out. I couldn't even begin to thank them all, but it's really been a community effort to get this on its feet.
Allison, you are the lead character. Tell us a little bit about your character and your role and what you're enjoying about doing this play.
To play Mary Lennox. And she's, like my director said, is just this lonely girl back in India. And then she gets to live with her uncle that she barely knows. And so she's kind of like a sad character at first, but then like halfway through the show, she kind of just changes when like the garden comes into the show. And just, it's really fun being the lead, because like I actually get to do stuff in practices.
I like that. That's good. I'm curious though, how many productions have you done? What have you done before? I mean, you're obviously a young actor, but you've done a few things, I'm sure.
Yeah, I did like 9 shows, and like most of them were like little kid theater practically, but it was really fun. It was like stuff like Beauty and the Beast and Orphan Train and all that stuff. And I was never like a main character, but it was always so much fun. I got a ton of experience from it.
And now you've been able to turn it into doing the lead. And what are some of the other things you're enjoying about having the lead role in this production?
I get to know the people more because I get to perform with them on stage, and it's a lot of work, but it's so much fun.
It really sounds, Carrie, that with the direction and everything that with this production, you have an opportunity to really get a multi-age cast together. What is it like working with a group like that?
Oh, it's really interesting. I came from doing youth theater, so I had primarily worked with children, and to give direction to adults and people considerably older than myself is a really interesting phenomenon, different way of talking to people. But it's been great because it allows for a lot of different viewpoints on things, and it allows for so many different perspectives to really make it come together.
Carrie, as the director, I know that you have an interesting challenge here with a large number on the cast of 20-some people, different age groups and everything. But what can folks expect when they come to see this? Because I know you're working with some of the better actors in the area.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can expect to be entertained. The story follows the classic children's book by Frances Hodgins Burnett pretty closely. So it should be nice to remember that story from childhood. But this show also has absolutely beautiful music in it, which the cast is just singing incredibly. We just got our orchestra in last night, and it's really going to start to be something special.
And as always, with the Lake Superior Theater, with the venue being the boathouse, the theater on the shore, always interesting. But as I know, when we had Jeff in here a while back talking about the Love List, there is air conditioning and comfortable seating.
There is. There are cushions on every chair, air conditioning to keep it comfortable.
Allison, you're the lead in this story, and it is a classic story. And I'm sure that when you do a you're doing a role that a lot of people know. I mean, are you letting that kind of into what you're doing, or are you just sort of working with the director's directions and instructions and building it sort of yourself? Tell me a little bit about that.
She told me to, like, make Mary my own, and I already, like, read the book and seen the movie, so I had a good idea of what she was about, but I kind of made it my own. It's just like she's a brat, and so I had to try to make her change throughout the show, which is, it's difficult, but I made it work.
What's it like, I'm sure, when you do a production like this, and especially your lead, you've probably got some of your friends out in the audience and on the stage with you. It's got to be kind of cool, but also interesting experience, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like, I've been trying to get a ton of my friends to go. I've been trying to get as many people as I can. And I love it when people come to see me, because it's like awesome to see what they have to say about the show.
That's really cool. What is the run, Carrie, and how do folks get tickets?
Well, we open this Wednesday, August 3rd, and we run August 3rd through 7th, and then the following week, the 10th through the 14th. All performances are at 7:30 p.m. People can get tickets at the Lake Superior Theater ticket office. The number there is 227-7625. Or you can visit the website. I personally love the website. I think it's really easy to maneuver. Just lakesuperiortheater.com.